CRN News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has told a meeting in Beijing among the heads of global financial institutions that countries around the world need to maintain free trade despite the uncertainties in their own economies. Speaking to a crowd that has included International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde and World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, Li Keqiang also says China's economy is expected to continue to improve over the next few years. For her part, Christine Lagarde has told the same meeting that the global economy is recovering, but could easily be derailed by policy uncertainty and the threat of protectionism. OECD Secretary General Angel Gurria also says the world needs a better, stronger, and fairer version of globalization. China has voiced support for the latest UN resolution to impose sanctions over North Korea's nuclear program. The strongest sanctions ever wielded on the country puts bans on its natural gas imports, textile exports, and work authorization for its nationals. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said the resolution reflected the unanimous stance of Security Council members in safeguarding peace and stability on the peninsula and the region. Geng Shuang called on North Korea to stop the development of nuclear missiles and urged the United States and South Korea to avoid any actions that may further complicate the situation. He especially reiterated China's firm opposition to the deployment of the U.S. THAAD anti-missile system in South Korea. Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said China is willing to discuss with India about the reopening of a mountain pass to facilitate Indian pilgrims. The Nathula Pass in the Himalayas connects India's Sikkim with China's Tibet. Many pilgrims from Sikkim have been going through the pass to Tibet for pilgrimages since 2015. The passage was closed following the recent standoff in Doklam between the two countries. Geng Shuang said on Tuesday that China highly values people-to-people exchanges between the two sides and is willing to discuss the pilgrimage issue with India, given that Indian troops have withdrawn from Chinese territory. Hong Kong's chief executive has suggested by-elections should be held as soon as possible to fill the vacated seats of four disqualified lawmakers. The four members of the Hong Kong Legislative Council were disqualified late last year after their provocative oath-takings were ruled invalid by court. Carrie Lam said when and how the by-elections are conducted is a matter for the city's Electoral Affairs Commission to decide, and the issue is likely to be discussed within this week. She said preparations for the elections may take 6 months. Apple has finally unveiled its highly anticipated 10th anniversary iPhone. The company also announced a new Apple Watch and upgrades to its Apple TV, but the iPhone X was the star. Apple CEO Tim Cook said their new phones would define the future of the smartphone. But some analysts warn that Apple runs the risk having one phone in the product line with a much bigger cachet than others. British lawmakers have passed a crucial bill that paves the way for the country to part ways with the European Union. The European Withdrawal Bill has been approved by the House of Commons by a thin margin of 17 after 3 days of intense debate. Seven lawmakers of the main opposition Labour Party defied their leader Jeremy Corbyn and voted alongside the ruling Conservatives in favour of the bill. The bill aims to transfer more than 40 years of EU laws into British law. The Prime Minister has welcomed the passing of the bill. However, Labour lawmakers argue that the move gives government ministers sweeping powers to bypass Parliament in executing the Brexit process. China's first cargo spacecraft and space lab have completed an automated fast docking in space. The docking between Tianzhou 1 and Tiangong 2 took 6.5 hours just ahead of midnight Tuesday. It was the third docking between the two spacecraft using fast docking technology. Previously, it took about 2 days to dock. China's first commercial quantum private communication network has been completed. The network is exclusively for around 250 party and government users in Jinan, Shandong province. The installation work took less than 5 months. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.